This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. On the subject of repentance, istighfar and tawbah, these are first of all two separate words. Istighfar is to seek repentance, is to apologize, is to be sorry, express our regret, be contrite. And tawbah is to turn towards, tubu ilallah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say istighfar and tawbah, the understanding is that if you say any one of them alone, the other one is automatically met. So if somebody says, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that automatically means that also turn towards Allah. And if somebody says make tawbah, it means make istighfar. But in terms of sequence, istighfar comes before tawbah. So we regret what we have done and then we change. Our ulama have said that it is necessary to repent for every sin. Alhamdulillah, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives minor sins. Even when a person has not consciously made tawbah, consciously made istighfar. For example, when we make wudu, minor sins are forgiven between two for salat. Minor sins are forgiven between two umrahs, between two jumahs, and so forth. Minor sins are forgiven, alhamdulillah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But it is not for the slave to imagine and say that if this is a minor sin, I don't have to seek forgiveness. That would be arrogance. That would immediately make saying that itself would make that would be a very major sin. The sin of arrogance, which may Allah mercy has, it's one of the things which are, unless Allah wishes to do that, it is something which is not forgiven. So therefore, it is the position of the slave, position of ubudiyah, of the bondage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we repent from every sin. If the offense involves hukukullah, the rights of Allah, not a human, then there are three conditions to be met in order that repentance is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is to stop from committing the sin. The first thing to do is to stop doing it. Very, very important. If I say that something is wrong, then do stop doing wrong. For example, from the hukukullah, the first and most important for the person who has taken shahada, for the person who has entered Islam, is to pray on time. So if I am not praying or I am not praying on time, if I am being lazy about it and so on, so immediately stop doing that. Second one is to stop, is to feel sorry for committing it. So in the heart, and Allah knows what's in the heart, so genuine regret, be genuinely contrite, genuine regret for what we have done. And the third one is a strong commitment never to do it again, never to commit this sin again. With strong, resolve, to say, I will never do it again. Now, if the repentance does not meet any of these three conditions, then it would not be a sound repentance. In addition to that, what Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and others have recommended is that you also give some charity. So every time we make this istighfar, then give some charity as a sign of our sincerity. If the sin involves a human's right, which is from the hukukul ibad, and remember, this is human, is whether Muslim or not, doesn't matter. If you have violated anybody's right, then it is that person's right that it should be repaired. So if the sin involves the human's right, somebody's right has been violated,
it requires a fourth condition. So the three conditions: to stop doing it, to feel sorry for it, and never to do it again. These three are there. In addition to that, to absolve oneself from such a right, which is, if it's a property, he should return it to a rightful owner. If it is slandering or backbiting, one should go and ask the person the pardon and the forgiveness of the person who one spoke against, who backbit and so forth. So making amends, this is very important. The Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, if we have done something like this and the person has died and we don't know where to find them or something, he said, then gives a lot of sadaqah on their behalf and keep seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them and for yourself. So one should also repent from all sins. If he repents from some, his repentance would still be sound according to the people of knowledge. However, he should repent from the rest. Scriptural proofs from the Kitab and Sunnah and the consensus of scholars, this is very, very important to understand. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us and he told us, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you believers. جَمِيعًا, all the believers. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, those who are believers. Includes men, includes women. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you might be successful. In another place, Allah said, وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Allah said, and turn in istighfar towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek repentance, seek His forgiveness, and turn towards Allah. So this is where I'm, as I said, in also in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, istighfar before tawbah. But as I mentioned, if the two words are, yeah, if either of the words is used by itself, then the other one is implied. And the third place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us and commanded us to make istighfar is, He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah said, oh, you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, by Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking and taking an oath by Allah. He said, by Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him more than 70 times a day. So istighfar and tawbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do it more than 70 times a day. And imagine the one who is masoom, who has never committed any sins, and whose sins, in any case, whatever he committed, he may have done or not done, it wouldn't be a sin in the way that we do sins. But you know, for those who are of high status, conditions are different. So whatever that be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasul alayhi salam, he say, I seek forgiveness more than 70 times. So in the commentary it says, Imam An-Nawawi says, it is an inducement for seeking pardon and forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose past and future sins were forgiven, asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, then how about us? We who commit sins on a regular basis, how can we not seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pardon and forgiveness? Sincere and ceaseless istighfar is essential so that sins committed by us unintentionally are also forgiven. So this above hadith lays great emphasis on seeking pardon. Al-Aghar bin Yasar al-Muzani narrated that Rasulullah said, turn you people in repentance to Allah and beg pardon of Him. I turn to Him in repentance 100 times a day. So the first hadith is in Bukhari, the second one is in Muslim Sharif. Another hadith, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Al-Ansari, he was the khadim of Rasulullah. And he said that Rasulullah said, verily Allah is more delighted with the repentance of his slave than a person who lost his camel in a desert land and then finds it unexpectedly. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Imagine the imagery of this, a person who lost his camel. If a person is in the desert and this person suddenly finds that, you know, he's minus his camel, imagine what kind of, what kind of terrible situation that person would be in. But despite that, and then suddenly, he finds the camel. So he's in the state where normally it would be like a death sentence, right? You are just stuck in the desert. You can't do anything. You can't say, there's no water, nothing. And suddenly, the person has no camel. And then suddenly he finds the camel. Imagine how delighted he is. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives this imagery and says that this is how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves. And this is how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how happy Allah is when His slaves seeks His pardon. Which means Allah will forgive, inshallah. In another version in Muslim Sharif, he said, Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, verily, Allah is more pleased with the repentance. This is what Rasulullah said, he's quoting. The meaning of which is, verily, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his slave than a person who has his camel in a waterless desert, carrying his provision of food and drink, and it is lost. So this person, having lost all hope to get it back, lies down in the shade of a tree and is disappointed about his camel. And he just goes to sleep. He is like, giving himself up for death. When all of a sudden, he finds that camel standing before him. So he takes hold of his reins, and then out of boundless joy, he blurts out. In extreme joy, he's kind of, he's flipped. So he says, "Oh Allah, you are my slave, and I am your Rabb." So he commits this mistake out of extreme joy. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as pleased as that when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His hadith also deals with the inducement and the merit of repentance and pardon of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very pleased with repentance. One will not have to account for a mistake made without any purpose and intention. So this is important to understand. If it's just a mistake, there was no purpose, no intention, it just happened, then inshallah, this doesn't come under a sin. It's not called a sin. And you may seek forgiveness anyway, but the point is that this is, inshallah, not punishable. Also, we learn that it's permissible to take an oath to stress on one's pardon. So, Rasulullah said, by Allah, I seek pardon. So, this kind of an oath is permissible. And one can quote an instance for the purpose of understanding elaboration, like this story of this man and the camel.
Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will continue to stretch out his hand in the night so that the sinners of the day may repent, and continue to stretch out his hand in the daytime so that the sinners of the night may repent until the sun rises from the west. And this is in Muslim Sharif. And this hadith confirms and first of all, an essential attribute of Allah, that is the hand which He stretches out any time He wishes, without drawing similarity to it or interpreting it in our sets. Such was the attitude of our Salafus Salihin with regard to all the essential attributes of Allah. It is deduced from this hadith that if one commits a sin during any hour of the day or the night, he should immediately seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and to enable us to seek forgiveness, and to forgive us when we seek forgiveness, and to forgive us even where we may have forgotten. We ask Allah for His forgiveness all the time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.